Hi there, start sending us AI and I retailing progress notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is June 10th, 2024. First one is history and physical on Catherine, Kathryn, last name is Olson, Olson, in brackets, date of birth 9/5/1943. This is a 80-year-old female who fell and had a right hip fracture, and subsequently she was admitted at the hospital and had the surgery done, and then subsequently was transferred here for rehabilitation. Otherwise, she denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She is recuperating and physical therapy is seeing her. Past medical history is significant for anemia, early dementia, anxiety, hypertension, CHF, family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, status post, right hip arthroplasty, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, major depression, comma, COPD, comma, early Alzheimer's dementia. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing old medical records with labs and imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her pain is controlled, she's eating okay, she sleeps good, and she has DVT prophylaxis. Next history and physical is on Sharon, S-H-E-R-R-O-N, last name is Jashke, J-A-S-C-H-K-E, in brackets, date of birth 10/9/1944. This is 79-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She had urinary tract infection and was very weak. Past medical history is significant for history of falling, Alzheimer's, dementia, type 2 diabetes, COPD, hyperlipidemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, UTI, comma, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, COPD, comma, hyperlipidemia. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing patient's old medical records with labs and imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on antibiotics. Her pain is controlled. Physical therapy is seeing her. We'll continue to watch her closely. And she is DNR. Next history and physical is on Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, last name is Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E, in brackets, date of birth 5/8/1941. This is 83-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to urinate and he fell also. He was very weak. He has indwelling Foley catheter and he is starting to feel better. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, COPD, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per a test list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is arrhythmic, normal cephalic pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Urinary retention, BPH, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, COPD, hyperlipidemia. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing patient's old medical records with labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He will be seeing a urologist as an outpatient. Physical therapy will start seeing him, and he is eating and drinking good. He is hemodynamically stable. Next history and physical is on Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, last name is Hegy, H-E-G-Y, in brackets, date of birth 10-19-1938. This is 85-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had a severe lower back pain. She did have it few months ago as well. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She is on supplemental oxygen. Past medical history is significant for non-Hodgkin lymphoma, hypothyroidism, anxiety, GERD, morbid obesity, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is arrhythmic, normal cephalic pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic lower back pain, hypothyroidism, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, GERD. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She will be seeing a pulmonologist soon and she has a PET scan scheduled. Total time spent doing history and physical was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing patient's old medical records with labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on supplemental oxygen. She is eating okay. Physical therapy will start seeing her, and she is DNR. Next history and physical is on Diane, D-I-A-N-E, last name is Allen, A-L-L-E-N, in brackets, date of birth 12/27/1946. This is 77-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had left total knee arthroplasty done. She is complaining of pain. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She does not want to stay here. She wants to go home. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes, requiring insulin, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, anxiety. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives alone. Allergies, non-medications, as per a test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic pupils are equiactive, light, neck, supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, failure, entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Status post left knee arthroplasty, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, obesity, anxiety, dyspepsia. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself after the surgery. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes. Reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, along with reviewing old medical records with labs and imaging. Patient wants to be discharged because she has read bad reviews about the facility, and she doesn't think that the nursing has provided her good care, even though the nursing have told me that the patient refused to take medications as offered. She does not want to wait for breakfast. I have instructed the nursing staff that patient can be discharged and to be followed up as outpatient with her doctors. Next one is progress note on Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, in brackets, date of birth, 9-10-1951, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, osteoarthritis, hypertension, NIDDM, leg pain, plan, same. Patient is slowly improving but not able to take care of herself at home. Physical therapy is continuing to work with her. Next one is Stephanie. S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I, last name is Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L, in brackets, date of birth, 11-17-1941, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, mobility dysfunction, hyperlipidemia, plan, same. Patient is looking forward to going home, even though she is still not able to take care of herself after extensive rehab, but she lives with her daughter. Next one is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name is Donatello, D-O-N-A-T-E-L-L-O, in brackets, date of birth, 9-20-1954. S same, ROS same, O same, assessment and plan, hypertension, left big toe osteomyelitis, morbid obesity, dyspepsia, plan, same. Patient continues to be on IV antibiotics. He will be seeing his podiatrist today and encouraged patient to lose some weight. Next one is Jose. J-O-S-E Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, in brackets, date of birth, 2-27-1951, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, osteoarthritis, Alzheimer's dementia, dyspepsia, plan, same. Patient is feeling better. He is more alert, awake, and pleasant. Next one is Wayne, W-A-N-E, last name is Hofberg, H-O-F-F-B-E-R-G, in brackets, date of birth, 11-21-1948, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, recent stroke, COPD, dyspnea, plan, same. Patient remains on supplemental oxygen. His breathing is much better than before. He is tolerating too, feeling well. Next one is Carmelinda, C-A-R-M-E-L-I-N-D-A, last name is Stieber, S-T-I-E-B-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 4-27-1946. under hospice, SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment plan, dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, metastatic uterine cancer, plan, SAM, patient feels comfortable, she denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, she is looking forward to having breakfast soon. Next one is Terence, T-E-R-E-N-C-E, last name is Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, in brackets, date of birth, 1/25/1949, SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment and plan, COPD, I'm sorry, assessment and plan, pneumonia, comma, COPD, comma, metastatic prostate cancer, comma, generalized weakness, comma, hypertension, plan, same, patient is doing much better. He is going to see his pulmonologist in the next day or so. Encouraged him to do incentive spirometry and increase exercises. He is eating good. End of titration, they start sending SAINI.